Lord. Praise the Lord. Just probably for the end of the presentation. John 16:24. You may have thought there, let's turn over there. And that's what he says. And he says, this particular issue that is proof that in the brain does not mean God is God. Watch the reading here. You will understand the reading. John 16:24 says, here too, that he has nothing in my name. Jesus is man. You never have anything in my name. Then, David turns to Luke chapter 19:29-31. The measurement is due to our visual reading, but I can see it when I'm answering, okay? Luke 19:29-31. Came to Matthew from God up. That place, in the Bethany, at the Mount called Mount of Olives, is in two of his disciples' saying, no one can do the work over against you. Because of which, if you hear him, you shall go a couple times, whereas yet never man said, look him, break him, hither. If he had asked you, why do you look him? Notice how he said to him, come forward to me. They just come out of your form. And he could have looked down and showed that not even clear. But now that's what, talking about the 12 disciples, he gave him power and authority over all of them. Here's the thing. Somebody needs to bring that up. I'm not sure why. Here, well, John 16:24 says they had asked these things to think, but they had done somebody's authority. Therefore, in the name, take me, not his authority. That's your reason, right? Okay. First of all, I want you to notice what John 16:24 is actually talking about. Here's talking about, you know, when the new covenant started when Jesus died, from their mouth, they started praying and asking things in Jesus' name. Jesus became a mediator. I don't know if that's the same stuff or that. But this is talking about asking. Look at verse 22. That day you shall ask in my name. And I say unto you that I will pray the Father for you. Talk about the mission. So up until that time, when they prayed, they had never asked for anything in Jesus' name. They had never prayed for Jesus by the Jewish name. Give it to me. That's what they said. Now, if they had anything to do with what God is doing, without healing with them, with their healing, some of them say, I'll baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I promise that you're not praying and asking the Father. So that's what it says. That's just my claim. There is no contradiction there. And you know, they can realize that that's not what they say in John 16. But I'm saying, you know that the 12 disciples, they got cast out devils that day. Had they? They had. Let's go right now, Matthew 17. You know, they believe that the only way that you cast out devils is by saying, somebody cast them out in the name of Jesus. He believes they have to say that Jesus. And he believes not only that they have to be rid of them, but he believes that the cast out devils in Jesus' name, they had to pray that. He uses this scripture, Matthew 17, verses 19 through 21. They checked the disciples to Jesus the Father and said, why could we not cast him out? That's the only thing that the church are going to promise you. And Jesus said that, where you make this point, that they had to say, I did this in the name of Jesus for the work. He was another day, Sir Charles Wellfire. And Jesus said to him, because of your unbelief, prepare a thing to you. And yet, faith and prayer will not receive. He shall say to them, believe me, it's God's faith, and it shall be made, nothing shall be impossible to thee. And I'll be at this time, you will die out by my prayer and thanks. You know, that passage says that the reason they can cast you out is because of their unbelief, and because of my prayer and fasting. He doesn't say because they can say, I just named Jesus, but that's what they believe in me. They believe that even though Jesus is saying, they had to say, I cast out the devil named Jesus. And then Luke chapter 9, verse 1, Matthew chapter 10, verse 8 says they cast out devils. So according to their reasoning, they cast out devils saying, I do this in the name of Jesus. And so he doesn't believe John 16, that reason. Because God can say no from my name, but he's not coming out with that good name. So I ask him to follow it. Like in prayer, do you ask the Father something? You know what it says? You know, if you don't believe that, then you try to think just carefully, wait, if you don't believe, you believe they can say, you can't come down with that thing. You know, without saying that Jesus. You know, also, you also use Mark 15, verse 17, to try to prove that. Now, there's another chart. He said that here, that in the name of Jesus, no, it's not necessary. But I want to look, Jesus is healing, actually, in the name of the Lord Jesus. But then you said, on some occasion, they didn't say the name Jesus, but they did. And you did that, you're like this, you said, yes, it's only in this case that they did. You said, not every case, but why is every child going to make you happy? You didn't get somewhere else that there's somebody that didn't say the name Jesus. Yet you've already told, and that's great, but the king, that's great too. That's what they healed, but you had to do it in the name of Jesus. years before they left them to Israel. And so they came to the land of Canaan. And he was to make a difference. So I was going to have that. And you're going to be thinking, like, I'm going to be for the new opportunity. Therefore, what you're making in the land is not a good achievement.
Thank you.